Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and I have a question for you. You see, I'm preaching on the reconciliation between Joseph and his brothers from Genesis 44 on Sunday, and there's one part of it that puzzles me a bit, so I'd like your thoughts, if you don't mind. You see, in this chapter, the brothers have got their grain, they're on their way back to their father, and the servant of Joseph runs after them and says, "One of you has stolen my master's cup," and they say, "That's ridiculous. But if so, then the one who has stolen it will be your slave forever." They have a look, and of course it's Benjamin. They go back to Joseph, and then we see this incident between Joseph and Judah. And Judah says in verse 16, "What can we say, my lord?" Judah replied, "What can we say? How can we prove our innocence? God has uncovered your servant's guilt. We are now my lord's slaves, we ourselves and the one who was found to have the cup." Now, the thing that I find a bit curious is that phrase, "God has uncovered your servant's guilt." What guilt are we talking about here? Because they're actually not guilty of anything. They did not steal the cup. It's all been a plant by Joseph's instructions. And yet he is owning up to guilt. Is he just trying to make Joseph feel better about them? Or is there perhaps something going on in Judah's heart about the original selling into slavery of Joseph all those years ago? And is the connection between Joseph and what happened to Joseph and Benjamin being with them, and it was his sack that the cup was found in, is that playing on Judah's mind here? God has uncovered your servant's guilt. What kind of guilt are we talking about here? Please let me know. You can email me on mccx@mac.com. That's mccx@mac.com. Or you can send me a message via wherever you find this video. Let me know. Take care and God bless.